Check. Okay, let me see if I can try to explain this. We're looking at Loopback, because looking at the TV, who now is, the TV has been recontextualized to depict, Cardinal Embarcadero finally lifting, Jennifer Tubb up out of the flames. I guess it wasn't so hard to do after all. It's kind of a Shaggy Dog story. Right, but then in this higher up level, it's from whatever, issue 21, 24 maybe, 24 I think. We're looking at the android and the android's doppelganger are not temporally appropriate. And in fact, those are Loopback's feet that you'd even see in the stasis chamber. They're all looking at the TV, and indeed so too is this owlbear, who was so menacing just a page before. And the owlbear's two daughters, through those windows that you'll notice kind of makes the entire room feel like the inside of a skull. Of course, there's that thing dripping down from the top of the room, too, which is kind of like a breast. So something cloistered and inside about this room, some interior process. Viewing the television, and then, I guess, yeah, it wasn't a big deal. Cardinal Embarcadero's brushing off Jennifer Tubb. There's a tender moment, and I don't know how to register the third of the nine panels. Well, initially I was going to have that hand more obviously pushing Cardinal away, which maybe would have been okay, because you can exaggerate stuff in cartooning, and it doesn't literally mean, you know, the pushing away, that if it was like, you know, like a photograph. But anyway, it's, I guess that hand in the third one is seeking out Cardinal. But it's a hard moment, and it's ambiguous. And indeed, I mean, this is not even really the Cardinal we've seen heretofore. I mean, I don't really develop characters in general, but these characters in specific very well, so they're kind of ciphers, but I would say that the Cardinal we've seen heretofore has displayed none of the tenderness that we're seeing, like in that second panel. Of course, by the fourth panel, I guess I would say Cardinal's sort of dissociating. She makes herself available in the second panel, but then to actually experience that availability by the fourth panel is basically impossible for her. She has to split off the person who makes herself available to the person who would actually provide that availability, but whatever is going on, I guess it provides some sort of catharsis, because by the fourth panel, Jennifer's having some sort of breakthrough, or, yeah, I don't know, lessening of defenses, melting to ego death. And we're back to normal social consensus reality by the fourth. Everything's perky. Except it's sort of funny, I guess. Jennifer, I mean, you have to say something, and Jennifer's like, your mask's up. Sort of, bashfully. Which, is funny, because I guess normally you'd say your mask's up. That would mean that you're not vulnerable, but in this case, she's actually saying that your mask is not in effect. Your mask hasn't been placed. She puts that down. Cardinal Embarcadero does. Oh, excuse me. And mentions that that it helps her to breathe. I guess she hasn't. The implication being hasn't breathed throughout this entire issue. We're on the almost second. We're on the second to last page here. Is it a non sequitur? It felt resonant to me. I thought it was cracking me up when I thought of it. It's not cracking me up now, but I like it. It's page 19 of issue 32.